Let's talk about fortitude. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. As we endeavor to acquire languages, the subject matter of the content that we absorb contributes to the vocabulary that we learn. When the topic of the story or the discussion is chosen, that establishes the expressions that will be used to communicate those thoughts. On this channel, I want to give you a broad base. I don't want to just talk about objects and simple actions. I want this content to be very broadly based so that as English develops as a mental image in your mind, you will have a very rich vocabulary and understand eventually how to use some fairly sophisticated language. It takes time. This is not an overnight process. But the content that you consume has a big influence on how your language develops as a mental image in your mind. So I started out with the concept of fortitude. Now, on the Input English channel, I don't teach lists of words and translations. No, I tell stories and discuss ideas. Fortitude is strength. It is a human characteristic. It's very human. We don't usually attribute fortitude to animals or objects. We attribute it to people. We consider fortitude to be a very positive attribute. If you attribute fortitude to someone, that's always a compliment. Fortitude is strength in the face of adversity, pain, or difficulties. Understanding that definition, it becomes clear that fortitude is frequently included in the plots of books, movies, and some television series. The protagonist in the book or movie, for instance, starts out with a problem, a challenge, perhaps a quest. And along the way, they have a lot of difficulties. They are met with adversity. Perhaps they have to endure pain. And the story of the movie or the book frequently is the story of how they overcome this adversity. Good heroes in literature frequently have fortitude. So let's start with a story of a real person. His name was William Ernest Henley. He was English. He was born in 1849 in Gloucester, England. He was a sickly child, and as a child, he developed tuberculosis. During the 19th century, tuberculosis was a big health problem in England and in Europe. The infection, called tuberculosis, can cause all sorts of damage to one's body and can involve various organ systems. He developed tuberculosis infections in one of his feet, and at age 12, he underwent amputation of one of his legs below the knee. At the time, the doctors and the surgeon couldn't figure out how to save that limb, so they removed the leg below the knee. He was 12. But this didn't cure him of the tuberculosis. It just got rid of part of the infection that had destroyed perhaps one of his feet. The same process developed in the other leg and progressed over many years. By age 24, he was hospitalized with a dreadful infection of his remaining leg, the one that had not been amputated. He spent years in the hospital. He was threatened with amputation of the other limb. During his stay in the hospital, he wrote a number of poems. At age 26 in 1875, he wrote a poem entitled Invictus. Invictus is his most famous poem, and it is famous to this day. It's a relatively short poem, the stanzas have four lines, and there are four stanzas, so it is not a very long poem. It is public domain, so I can read it to you and let you enjoy it without worrying about copyright infringement. It's public domain. This is Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloodied, but not bowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That was Invictus. I find that an amazing poem. I find it very dramatic and very expressive. In the last stanza, the first line is, "It matters not how strait the gate." That's a biblical reference, King James Version of the Bible. And a strait gate is a narrow passage, a very narrow passage. The most famous part of that poem that you hear from time to time is, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." That sums up the poem very succinctly. That poem was written in 1875, and it has been read by lots of people since then. The word Invictus comes to us from Latin. The best translation I have found for Invictus is Unconquerable. That's a very good title for this poem, is it not? Invictus was also the title of a movie. The movie was directed by Clint Eastwood. It starred Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon. Morgan Freeman played Nelson Mandela. We are told that Nelson Mandela knew the poem Invictus and that he read it while he was imprisoned in South Africa in the apartheid era. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in a South African prison, and we are told that he used the poem Invictus as an affirmation of his fortitude. We are also told that he shared that poem with other prisoners in that prison while he was there. In life, we find ourselves facing adversity. Not every day we roll out of bed to rainbows and bunnies. Frequently, when we get up, we are faced with the reality of considerable challenges, adversity, and perhaps illness. The author of this poem had lost a limb to tuberculosis. It was threatened that he would lose his second leg. And in 1903, after a modest injury, his tuberculosis reactivated and took his life. He was only 53 years old when he died of complications of tuberculosis. It is clear that the author of Invictus had lots of adversity, and it's not surprising that he would create such a poem. As I read it, and I've read it many times, I look at it as an affirmation. An affirmation is a positive statement that people typically make to themselves in order to attain a characteristic that they want or to reinforce a behavior that they feel would be helpful to them. Affirmations are positive, and they usually are uplifting. As I read Invictus, I find it very positive and uplifting. I try to include the sentiment of this sort of affirmation in my day-to-day experience. When I get up and look around, when I consider what needs to be done during that day, I look for opportunities to focus on progress, growth, and improvement without dwelling on issues of difficulties and adversity. I hope you enjoyed this short episode with this powerful poem. If you would like to read the text or get a copy of it for yourself, it is readily available online. I invite comments below for sure. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.